This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
A Virginia man got an unpleasant surprise when he played back a recording taken with his smartphone after a colonoscopy. He got out his phone and he started listening, and he was shocked to hear the doctors and the nurses in the room disparaging him. When he hit play, he was horrified to hear his surgical team mocking and insulting him while he was unconscious. My first question about this story is, what made him think to push record? Because they knock you out so quickly for a colonoscopy, so fast. What made this man hit record and decide that he wanted to record what's going on? I think this is probably going to happen a lot more, and it may or may not start people recording more, and doctors and nurses are going to have to be a lot more careful. Anyway, this man heard on the recording that the doctors were making fun of a rash on his genitals and instructing medical assistants to lie to him, joking about giving false diagnosis. You know, you see in shows like Grey's Anatomy that they're talking during surgery, talking about their love lives or their relationships or their children. But in this case, this really did happen, and he is suing them for defamation and medical malpractice. And so the jury ruled that they must pay him $500,000. And I am amazed at that number. I don't know that he actually deserves that much for just some jokes about him. I can see where it would be embarrassing and a little bit humiliating. Absolutely, I can see that. And, you know, if you heard something even a little bit creepier, then maybe, you know, but just some disparaging remarks, I don't know, and it doesn't go out of that room. That's a lot of money. But I think what it's going to do is encourage the medical professionals in the medical community to be a little bit more careful about what they say while someone's unconscious. But it also adds to this whole litigious society that we live in of defensive medicine. And that scares me as well, because it certainly raises up our prices, our insurance claims, everything gets so much more expensive when our doctors are, you know, trying to do defensive medicine and so worried about everything that they say or do and that they might get sued. But in this case, it may or may not have just turned out to be worth it. More than 1,800 people have died in one of the worst heat waves in India's recent history, which brings up a good point. As the summer is approaching here, in certain parts of the country, temperatures are reaching 100 and 105 degrees. Even workers, outside construction workers, are really, really at risk. Heat illness can be deadly, and heat illness and deaths are preventable. So the things that I want you to know about heat illness and heat stroke are that if you start to feel nauseous, if the temperatures are hot and the humidity levels are high, make sure that you stay hydrated. Make sure you stay out of the sun, wearing hats, wearing, you know, clothing, light clothing made of light materials that doesn't absorb the heat quite as much. Don't leave your children or your dogs in cars, especially even with the windows open, because those heat goes into those cars just like an oven. If you feel yourself getting nauseous or dizzy or sick to your stomach, these are some signs that you need to get out of the heat and into some cooler environments. You can try cool compresses, cool cloths, air conditioning, fans. Make sure to stay hydrated. These are all things that you want to keep in mind as the heat and the heat indices heat up. We don't want what's going on in India. It's tragic and it's sad and it's very scary. So here's your best advice about heat illness right here on Radio MD. We have a great show coming up for you today, some really great topics. Be sure and listen in, share them with your friends, and stay tuned.